From Tidbits on March 7th, 2011, this is Thunderbolt Drives One External Monitor on MacBook Pro, written by Glenn Fleischman. Ever since Apple announced the new MacBook Pro models that use Intel's superfast Thunderbolt technology, a debate has been running across Twitter, comment forums, and email. Can a new MacBook Pro out of the box drive two external monitors from the Thunderbolt port? The answer? No. Don't believe me, I asked Apple. In fact, I asked the company twice, the second time after new information appeared to contradict its first answer. I received a definitive statement both the first and second times. No, 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 no. I also wrote this in Secrets of Thunderbolt and Lion, February 27, 2011, but I sought more clarification after particular questions kept arising. Where does this confusion arise? It's the difference between genotype and phenotype. Stay with me. The Thunderbolt spec is the genotype. The MacBook Pro models are the phenotype. The Thunderbolt spec, its genes, say that the standard may support up to two monitors along the chain. This is true. However, the MacBook Pro, the expression of those genes, contains graphic circuitry that is already supporting one display, the internal screen. That allows for just one external monitor. This became more confusing in part because Apple's Australian product page for the new MacBook Pros had a footnote, number 4, that read the 15 and 17-inch MacBook Pro support two displays, the 13-inch MacBook Pro supports one display. This footnote was oddly referenced out of sequence under the Ports with Possibility heading near the bottom of the page. Apple revised the page soon after, and the footnote is now gone. You can use a third-party DisplayPort splitter like the Matrox Dual Head to Go, $160 to $200 online, just as you can with previous DisplayPort-only Macs. The splitter divides the available resolution into smaller rectangular pieces that Mac OS X treats as separate monitors. Thunderbolt will also ostensibly support more elaborate external adapters that would use the data side of Thunderbolt, just as a few USB to video converters work today. For more on those, see Put More Pixels on Your Desktop with VibeBook Plus, November 13, 2009. I also confirm that you cannot work around the problem by shutting the lid of an early 2011 MacBook Pro, and thus, by avoiding use of the internal display, actively shunt the output to two external monitors. While Apple doesn't comment on future products, it's abundantly clear that future desktop machines without internal monitors can and will support up to two external monitors using Thunderbolt, just as they do using DisplayPort today. A different motherboard design that uses separate graphic circuitry for the MacBook Pro's internal and external displays could clearly allow two external monitors driven by the Thunderbolt port. There you have it. But I expect the first comment to this article will be, "Are you sure?" This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Smile and Econ Technologies. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Glenn Fleischman, and I am sure. Really, I asked.